Good evening, church. It's so good to see all of you here tonight. Thank you for being here. It is the night of substitutes. As you can tell, we had a substitute on the piano, substitute leading worship, substitute leading the service, and a flunky bringing the message. But with that said, I regard all of you as first string, okay? Kevin Payne reminded me of something that I've said often on Wednesday night. It has been said that those that come on Sunday morning love the church, and those that come on Sunday night love the pastor, and those that come on Wednesday night love Jesus. Amen? So thank you for being here this evening. We praise the Lord for your presence here tonight. I am honored and thankful for the opportunity to fill in for Phil. He's out of town, of course, as you know. And just want to mention that with spring break this week, the Easter egg hunt next Wednesday night, the Easter holiday and all those things, we are going to have service every Wednesday night this month. So be aware of that we're not calling off Wednesday night service during April due to any of those other activities. So look forward to that as well. And I was asked to fill in this month for Phil and prayed a lot about what to talk about. And I have a four-part series called Common Questions About Jesus Christ. Common Questions About Jesus Christ. And we're going to take a look at who Jesus is and so on and so forth. But I felt like it was something that we could do within the context of the month that the Easter holiday is in. So with that said, if you would, take your Bibles and turn with me to Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. Now, I know that we didn't have the music special, so that got me up here a little early. And we also know that tonight, of course, Mark and Kathy are out of town as well, so there's no choir practice tonight. So I know that all of you think that means we're going to get out early. But it means the opposite. I'm just going to go that much longer. No, I'm kidding. That's not true. Matthew chapter 3, verse 7 through 17. Verse 7. But when he saw, this is speaking of John the Baptist here. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "Brood of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance. And do not think to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water into repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, 'I have need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me?' But Jesus answered and said to him, Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.' Then he allowed him. Then Jesus, when he had been baptized, came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Let's pray together. God, thank you for your word. So thankful for each and every person here this evening, Lord, and thank you for their faithfulness and commitment to you. God bless all the other activities taking place. We know the youth are participating in an activity off campus, and we have Awana's taking place. Bless them, the volunteers, and God, just bless our time together. Pray that you'd forgive me of my sins. Give me the words to say. In the words of John the Baptist, I pray that I will decrease and you will increase. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In 2012, there were two farmers in Argentina that found what they thought was a large piece of petrified wood. A team of scientists were called in, and they began to dig and explore and examine what the farmers had found, and it was discovered and determined to be skeletons of the largest animal ever to walk the face of the earth. What they had discovered was a new species of dinosaur. By studying and examining these skeletons and bones, they estimated this dinosaur was 131 feet long and actually weighed over 80 tons. The scientists determined by examining these skeletons that when the dinosaur was standing and his neck was extended up, his height was equal to a 7-story building. As I said, tonight we're beginning a 4-part series called Common Questions About Jesus Christ. And I hope you'll join me here every Wednesday night for the next 4 weeks as you and I can examine God's Word, we can explore God's Word, and hopefully discover and determine the answers to some very important questions. These lessons may simply be a reminder to all of us about some things that we already know or some things that we've already learned. But also, I hope that there's some new things that we discover together in this series, Common Questions About Jesus Christ. Tonight, let's answer this question. Is Jesus really the Son of God? Is Jesus really the Son of God? I think this series is appropriate, again, as I said, because we're having it within the context or within the month of April, our Easter month. But I wanted to say, you know as well as I do that we live in a society today where Jesus is mocked and ridiculed, not considered to be the Savior of the world. And he's minimized in terms of who he is and what he stands for. And so this is an important question here. This is a question that is asked today. Is Jesus really the Son of God? Well, notice three things here in Scripture as we answer that question. First of all, number one, notice as we ask the question, is Jesus really the Son of God? Notice the declaration of the servants. The declaration of the servants. Look at verse 11. This is John the Baptist speaking here. He says, "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry." Notice what he says. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Here in Matthew chapter 3, we are introduced to John the Baptist. We know, of course, that John the Baptist and Jesus were cousins. If you look in the book of Luke, we see where the angel Gabriel came and actually announced the birth of Jesus, announced the birth of John the Baptist before he announced the birth of Jesus. And also in those announcements, the angel Gabriel actually gave the names for Jesus and John the Baptist before they were born. Then later, around A.D. 28, we see where John the Baptist begins preaching and teaching his message to the people. And his message to the people was a call to repentance. a call to repentance. And it says that he also announced the arrival of the coming Messiah. In Luke chapter 3, verse 2, it says that the word of God came to John the Baptist, and he went around preaching repentance for the remission of sins. So we see here this man, John the Baptist, a man of God, a servant of God, a man who spoke the word of God. So with that quick introduction into regarding John the Baptist, if you would hold your place here in Matthew 3 and turn with me to John chapter 1. Just hold your place there in Matthew 3, and let's go to John chapter 1 and notice what happens here. John chapter 1, verse 29 through 34. I don't believe I gave our media guys these cross-reference verses, so turn there and look at it with me. John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day, John, speaking of John the Baptist, saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me.'" Notice what he says. "I did not know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore, I came baptizing with water. And John bore witness, saying, 'I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him.' I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me," he's speaking about God, what God said to him. He says, "'Upon whom you have seen the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.'" Notice verse 34. John the Baptist's declaration here. Notice this. "And I have seen and I have testified that this is the Son of God." Based on what John the Baptist had experienced in the presence of Jesus, based on what God had revealed to him, John the Baptist here declares Jesus to be the Son of God. Before Jesus called his first disciple, before Jesus performed his first miracle, before Jesus started his earthly ministry, we see here John the Baptist identifies and proclaims Jesus to be the Son of God. But we see another individual here, another servant of God in this very same chapter that identifies Jesus as the Son of God. Notice we see here verse 43 through 49. Look at that with me. Notice this. "The following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, 'Follow me.' Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter." Verse 45. "Philip found Nathanael and said to him, 'We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.'" Notice what Nathanael's response is initially. "Nathanael said to him, 'Can anything good come out of Nazareth?' Philip said to him, 'Come and see.' Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, 'Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile or deceit.' Nathanael said to him, 'How do you know me?' Jesus answered and said to him, 'Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you.'" Notice verse 49. "Nathanael answered and said to him, 'Rabbi, you are the Son of God.'" So we see here that Nathanael recognized Jesus as the Son of God because of this supernatural knowledge. I think it's kind of interesting, this interaction between Nathanael and Jesus. It says that they saw Jesus coming. Nathanael had been told about Jesus. Nathanael's a little skeptical, not really believing, not really buying into it. But when they meet, it appears that Jesus is kind of toying around with Nathanael. He tells Nathanael more about Nathanael than Nathanael knew about himself. And Nathanael says, "How did you know all of these things?" Nathanael realized that Jesus could not be described in simple human terms. Based on their interaction, based on his experience with Jesus, this servant of God, Nathanael, says, "Yes, Jesus, we know that you're the Son of God." I heard a story about two friends that were sitting in a bar watching the 11 o'clock news on the TV there in the local bar. A news report comes on about a man threatening to jump from the 20th floor of a downtown building. One friend turns to the other and says, "I'll bet you 10 bucks that guy doesn't jump." "It's a bet," his friend said. And a few minutes later, the man on the ledge jumps. So the loser of the bet hands his friend a $10 bill. "I can't take your money," his friend admits. "I saw him jump earlier on the 6 o'clock news." "Me too," said the other guy, "but I didn't think he would do it again." That's a Wednesday night joke for sure, isn't it? Is Jesus really the Son of God? We see two men, two servants of God here, John the Baptist and Nathanael, who were what? They were eyewitnesses. They had met Jesus personally. They, based on their experience and because of what was revealed to them, we have two historical records of two men identifying and proclaiming Jesus to be the Son of God. So we see, number one, is Jesus really the Son of God? First of all, we see the declaration of the servants. Number two, notice the declaration of the sovereign. Let's flip back to Matthew 3. Hold your place there in the book of John. We're going to go back to that in just a moment. But go back to Matthew 3. Let's continue in this story. Notice verse 16 and 17. "Then Jesus, when he had been baptized, came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him." Verse 17, "And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" So yes, Matthew introduces us to John the Baptist. And then he goes on and proceeds here in the book of Matthew to tell about the baptism of Jesus that was performed by John the Baptist. And in this baptism of Jesus, this inauguration of the earthly ministry of Jesus, we see all three persons of the Trinity. All three persons of the Trinity. We see Jesus, of course, God the Son. We see the Holy Spirit descending like a dove. And we also see here in verse 7 this statement, if you will, from God the Father. Notice verse 17. "This is God's voice from heaven declaring Jesus to be his Son." Is Jesus really the Son of God? Yes, God said so. Amen. God chose this moment to announce his association with Jesus. He plainly says, "This is my Son." There is no doubt. There is no argument. There is no question. There is no dispute. The Lord God of the universe is saying to the world, proclaiming, "This is my Son." This announcement affirms who Jesus is and what Jesus is doing. The Social Security Administration is responsible for creating a list of the most popular names every year. They also create a list of the most popular names for each decade. But I read an article that said the most popular name in 2021 for a boy was Liam. Liam, L-I-A-M. And the most popular girl's name last year was Olivia. Liam and Olivia. But the article went on to say that the most popular names for the last 100 years here in America, it's Wednesday night, nobody's here. I'm going to get some audience participation, okay? What do you think the most popular name in America was for the last 100 years? Tell me. John. Somebody's in the spirit already. Who said that? That's right. John, most popular name for the last 100 years in America. All right? You get 100 points. What that's good for, I don't know, but you get 100 points. All right, here we go. What's the most popular girl's name in America for the last 100 years? Y'all are so spiritual tonight. That's good. Who said that? But, oh, y'all are lying. Y'all didn't say, all y'all say that. Yes, John and Mary, most popular name for the last 100 years. In the Bible, there are hundreds of names in the Bible of a lot of different and important people. We read about a man named Moses. We read about Noah and David, Paul, Samuel, Job, Mary, Rachel, on and on it goes. But here, in this one verse, we find one name, Jesus, and God says about that individual that this is my beloved son. This is my son. Is Jesus really the Son of God? Verse 17, God said he said so. So we see here, is Jesus really the Son of God? We see the declaration of the servants. We see the declaration of the sovereign. And number three, let's notice the declaration of the Savior. The declaration of the Savior himself. Flip back over to John. Go to chapter 3. John chapter 3. Probably the most well-known, most famous verse in the Bible, John chapter 3. We're going to look at verse 16 and 17. John chapter 3, let's read first of all verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Here we find a conversation now between Jesus and this man named Nicodemus. This conversation, this is this ongoing, this long dialogue between Jesus and this man named Nicodemus actually reinforces the theme of the book of John. The basic thread that runs through the book of John is that Jesus is the Messiah and the Son of God. And so now we see at the beginning of the book in chapter 3, we see Jesus himself declaring himself to be the Son of God. Jesus is explaining here to Nicodemus the issue of salvation. He's talking about what it takes to be saved. And he's talking about the concept of being what? Born again. In verse 13 and 14, Jesus refers to himself as the Son of Man, a reference to the fact that, of course, yes, he is fully man, 100% fully human. And then in verse 16 and 17, Jesus uses this term, Son of God. Let me read that. Well, we read 16. Let me read verse 17. Notice what he says. For God did not send who? His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through the world, that the world through him might be saved. Of course, Jesus speaking in third person here, but we see here that Jesus declares himself, yes, to be the Son of God. Nicodemus, this is man's problem. We're all lost. We're all born into this world as sinners. Nicodemus, this is what it takes to be born again. This is how you get saved. We see here in one verse, verse 16, John 3:16, we see the essence of a summary of the good news of the gospel. Verse 17, I think we sometimes take verse 16 and pull it out and isolate that verse, but this whole conversation is so important and so good. And then in verse 17, coupled with verse 16, we see that Jesus is fully human, fully man, yes, and fully God, identifies himself as the Son of God. Think about that. As we approach Easter, God loved you so much that he sent his Son Jesus into this world to die for all of our sins. The Son of God, the Son of God came to give his life as a sacrifice for sins. When he died on that cross, the Son of God was buried in a borrowed tomb. And 3 days later, praise God, the Son of God was raised from the dead. Amen? So we can have victory over sin, death, hell, and the grave. So we find these declarations and announcements of Jesus as the Son of God, but there are actually more. There are actually other places where we see declarations or announcements, people proclaiming Jesus as the Son of God. We talked about the angel Gabriel announcing the birth of Jesus in Luke chapter 1. The angel Gabriel said this. He said, "The Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." And the Bible teaches that Jesus interacted or revealed himself to the apostle Paul on the road to Damascus. And Paul was miraculously saved as a result of that interaction with Jesus himself. And Paul later wrote in Galatians chapter 1, verse 15, 16, he says this, "It pleased God to reveal his Son to me." About 2 weeks ago, I had an appointment with a doctor here in town, here in Rome. And so I pulled in and parked and went in, checked in there at the front desk, sat down, and just a few minutes later, the nurse called my name and called me back to go back and have my appointment. Completed my appointment, went back out into the lobby, checked out and paid there at the front desk, and proceeded to leave. I got out in the parking lot, got to my car. I saw this man standing over on the other side of the parking lot, got in my car, backed out, and was just going to pull, you know, make the loop there in the parking lot and exit the parking lot. And I looked over it, and that man that was on the other side of the parking lot was waving his arms at me, waving his arms and doing like this, telling me to stop, 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 whoa, stop. I had no idea who this man was. I'd never seen him before. I didn't know what was going to happen, but I stopped, and he proceeded to walk over to my car, came around the front of my car over to the driver's side. I somewhat reluctantly rolled down my window, my power window. It came down, and he stuck his hand right in through that window and his head too almost. He said, "I'm Ted Fuller. How are you doing?" That's my name, you know, too. "I'm Ted Fuller. How you doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm doing pretty good, but what's really your name?" He said, "No, really, my name's Ted Fuller." I said, "My name's Ted Fuller, too." He said, "I know." He said, "I was in the lobby out there. I heard the nurse call you back, call out your name." And it turns out we talked. His name is Ted Fuller, and I'd never met him before, but he's a man that I had heard about all of my life. He lives up in Gordon County. He went to Calhoun High School, as I did as well. He was a few grades ahead of me, but I heard about Ted Fuller my whole life, and he heard about me as well. We never met before. So here I am at this phase in life, and I finally get to meet Ted Fuller. But he heard that nurse call my name, and he was just beside himself. Finally, we get to meet, you know. He wanted to make sure. He waited out in the parking lot for me so he could stop me and introduce himself and meet me. His name is Ted Fuller. You know, I've often heard about, there's another man that lives up in the Armurchie community that has the name, excuse me, Ted Fuller. I have met him one time. I haven't heard about him as long as I heard about this other guy. But you know, it's obvious and common sense that there are probably hundreds or thousands of Ted Fullers in the world, right? Actually, there's probably hundreds and even thousands of people with the name Jesus. In our modern day pronunciation, we say what? Jesus. But there's only one Jesus that can be called the Son of God. Jesus, this is the Son of God. God said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." He went to the cross. He died for our sins so you and I could be saved, have a home in heaven, and live with Jesus, the Son of God, for eternity. Happy Easter. Let's pray together. God, we thank you for your word. Thank you that we can go to your word and find a definite answer to the question, is Jesus really the Son of God? Thank you that you show us on so many different occasions and show us in so many different ways declaring that Jesus is the Son of God. And we thank you for that. We thank you for the finished work of Jesus. God, again, this Easter season, as we approach Easter season, may that reminder of Jesus is the Son of God, may that reminder just empower us and revive us and help us, Lord, to be mindful of the true meaning of Easter. Thank you for each and every person here. As we dismiss, keep us safe and healthy and help us to always be ready to declare and give an answer that, yes, Jesus is the Son of God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Dismissed.